Hello, I am Al.
Hello.
Calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. First, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you so much. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Oh, I'm going to vote.
Definitely or probably vote?
Oh, no, definitely.
Thank you so much. And regardless where of how you have... I'm sorry?
I said, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. Now,
where's that
regardless...
at? Where's that at?
Oregon.
We're at in Oregon.
Well, that particular location is not actually something that we can disclose, but we would love to hear your opinion. Your opinion is very important for us. Now, next question says, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. Manuel, what is your age?
Old enough to know better.
Thank you so much. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Nope. No, nobody's business.
In thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is Project 2025.
Know nothing about it.
Okay. Thank you. How about Donald Trump? How will you rate him from 0 to 100?
Ninety.
Thank you so much. And next one, Kamala Harris.
0.
Thank you. Next one, Lori Chavez Deremier.
80.
Thank you. Next one, Democrats in Congress.
0.
Thank you. About MAGA Republicans.
Well, I don't know, 50.
Thank you. About Janelle Bynum.
Don't know.
Thank you. Next one, J.D. Benz.
I give him a 75.
Thank you. How about Joe Biden?
About 20.
Thank you. And last one, Republicans in Congress.
About 50. They ain't doing their job.
Thank you so much. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
I don't know. I haven't heard. I'd probably be more on the Republican side. I've had enough of Democrats.
Okay. And if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, which candidate will you lean toward?
The Republican.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, will you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Trump.
Thank you. And regardless of how you, thank you. And regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election? Democrat Kamala Harris or Republican Donald Trump?
Well, that's yet to be decided because of 2020.
Okay. Thank you.
You know, there's too much crookedness going on.
Okay. Thank you. And I know it's still a long way out, but if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Jeremiah?
Republican.
Thank you. Even though you're not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum, or small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
Probably no chance.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Do you disapprove strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez Jeremiah is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I don't know. I can't answer that one.
Okay, thank you. Now, I want to read you a statement that Janelle Bynum's opponent has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. It says, Janelle Bynum's opponent says she's a soft on crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. Supporters of Janelle Bynum says this attack is just an attempt by Chavez Jeremiah to distract from her extreme record in Congress and the damage she's done to Oregon families. Chavez Jeremiah supports a national abortion ban, even for victims of rape and incest. Chavez Jeremiah has voted to cut Social Security and Medicare, strip health care protections away from Oregonians, and cut taxes from billionaires. She will be just another rubber stamp for Donald Trump. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Jeremiah?
Republican.
Thank you. We're almost done here. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. We are more than halfway now. We're about 70%. I'm going to read
I can't stay on the line that long. I got to get going.
Just a few more questions.
I got an appointment to go to.
We're over.
No, I ain't got time.
We would love to hear your opinion until the end.
I think you've got the makings of the whole opinion. So yeah, goodbye.
Otherwise, that particular survey will not work.
Ain't nothing but a goddamn for that.